I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut's Senate recently killed a measure that would have allowed for limited hunting of black bears in the state. Now, new research suggests as black bear populations grow, the animals seem to prefer habitat that might put them in more backyards. Here's a question. Are black bear sightings rising in Connecticut because lots of people see a few bears many times, or are there actually more bears there?
So we always have this Where's Waldo problem.
Tracy Rittenhouse is an assistant professor at UConn who studies bear populations in Connecticut. To get around that existential question, her team set up and monitored 150 hare corrals in the northwest corner of the state from 2012 to 2013. Today, we're standing by a demonstration one. It's in a forest a short way outside of her office on UConn's Storrs campus.
And all it is two strands of barbed wire wrapped around 4 to 5 trees. And then in the middle, we pile some logs and some sticks, and we put a little bit of scent lure on it. So something that's smelly that might attract a bear.
Bear comes in, burrows under the wires, and leaves behind a piece of hair, which scientists can then analyze. Rittenhouse says the hair's DNA helps identify individual unique bears, which provides better data for population density estimates. So what did they find out?
What we demonstrated is that bear density is best explained by human housing density. So the cool result from our project is that bear density was higher in ex-urban neighborhoods. So that's neighborhoods with 6 to 50 houses per kilometer squared. So there's more bears in those types of neighborhoods than in rural places where there's no human houses.
Put another way, she says it's not that a lot of people call and report bears in those neighborhoods. It's that there actually are more bears. Rittenhouse says, based on her research, there's probably about 400 to 450 black bears in Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.